It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and today is the Friday edition of Fresh Oil. We began yesterday talking about the journey of a vision, and the program's only 15 minutes long, and sometimes I just feel like I can't get everything in that 15 minutes, no matter how hard I try or how fast I talk. And I want to just go a little deeper into the subject we talked about yesterday on the journey of a vision. We read yesterday from the prophet Habakkuk, chapter 2, and beginning with verse 2. He said, "Then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay." Now, I shared with you yesterday that God operates in eternity, but you and I live in the realm of time. And there are many times when God puts something in our heart or He speaks something that He tells us is going to happen, and we get so discouraged when things don't happen on our timetable. We do that. But he told the prophet here, write the revelation down, make it plain. And it's so important that when we hear God speak, I love to journal. I don't know about you, so many times we think journaling is a female thing, but I love to journal. For years, I struggled with depression, and everybody would never know it because I was up on Sunday and I was doing good and doing my thing. But man, come Monday morning, I would struggle with depression so deep, and I would want to resign. And one day God spoke to me. I'll never forget this. I was getting ready for Sunday morning service. I got in the shower, and I'm in the shower, and God spoke to me, and He said, "Keith, I want your heart." I remember at first, it kind of angered me, and I thought, man, I've given you my whole life. Since I was a child, I've gone to church, and you want my heart? And then He said, "What's your heart?" And I said, "It's my thoughts, my feelings, and my emotions." And God said to me, "That's the one part you've not given me." See, I had given Him my spirit. I had given Him my life of serving Him, but that heart, the part of my thoughts, my mind, my emotions, I held to that myself. And I thought, Lord, how do I give You my heart? And God put on my mind to get a journal, I just got a spiral notebook. And every night I would take a few minutes just to write down a couple of sentences, how my day had went. And then I would number it on a scale of 1 to 10, kind of like the doctor does with pain. When he says, "What's your pain level?" And you say a 4 or a 5. Except my days would be in the 3s and the 4s. And on the weekend, it would pick up a little bit so I could get through what I had to do. And then Monday, I would be a 2. I would be dragging my wagon, and I would be so discouraged or depressed. But I found out when I began writing it down, when I began putting it on paper, and then I would number my day, and I guess I felt in my heart, God's so busy with everybody else that about 3 in the morning, He's going to read my journal, and He's going to know how my day went, and He's going to answer me. You know, friend, it only took about 6 weeks, and my life radically changed. I began to get in touch with my feelings. When I wrote it down, it made it plain to me. And I began to see that I was the problem. I was not guarding my heart. I was letting people's opinions and their attitudes affect me in a real deep way. See, God said to the prophet here, write down the revelation, make it plain on tablets so that the herald may run with it. And then He said the revelation awaits an appointed time. Now, just because the thing God has promised you, maybe it's even a happy marriage. Maybe you'd say, "Keith, I'm really struggling in my marriage today." Listen, there's an appointed time. God's going to get you through that. Just because it's rough today, don't mean it's not going to be great tomorrow. Maybe you feel like you're in a dead-end street with your job, and you say, "Keith, I just don't see any hope." Wait for it. It awaits an appointed time. He said, though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. Friend, if God puts something in your heart, He's going to do it. I remember the singer Carmen I met years ago. He passed away of cancer. Carmen had a song, and it was called "The Desire Within You is the Confirmation that the Destination is There." Ponder that for a minute. The desire within you is the confirmation that the destination is there. Why would God put the desire in your heart for that dream, that vision, that goal, if He wasn't going to accomplish it? And so today, you just got to wait for it. You got to wait, and God will surely bring it to pass. We talked about the fact that it begins with a burden. And he said, the burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. And a burden sometimes is a heavy load, something you carry. But when God later transfers that from being a burden to a vision, the Lord answered me and he said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets that he may run that reads it. So God likes things to be plain. And then comes the waiting process. That's the hard part. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. Now, we talked about the journey of a vision yesterday. The journey of a vision. Sometimes there's the birth of the vision, and then sometimes the vision dies. We go through the death of a vision. And then you have the resurrection of the vision. Yesterday, I talked about Abraham. I talked about how God gave Abraham a vision. He said, look at the stars, count them if you can. And God says, so shall your offspring be. They're going to be innumerous. Now, he's saying this to a man in his 90s who had never had a child. See, sometimes what God tells us, it sounds so out there. It sounds so impossible. And it is in the natural. But with God, all things are possible. God told Abraham, I'm going to make you into a great nation, and I'm going to bless you. But Abraham took things in his own hands, and what happened? He messed up, and he had an Ishmael. So many times in our life, when we do things our way, we produce an Ishmael. And to this day, the Arab-Israeli conflict is still a result of Abraham trying to take things in his own hands, and he gives birth to the son of the flesh. I want to share for a few moments today about Joseph, because Joseph also had a dream. He goes to his brothers and he tells them about this vision he had from God. But then what do? They throw him in a pit and they leave him there to die. And it was there that the vision died. He had the birth of a vision. He shared it with his brothers. And then the vision died. He's put into the pit. He goes from the pit to Potiphar's house, and then he gets falsely accused, and he's thrown into prison. So he goes from the pit to Potiphar, from Potiphar to the prison, and then God has the resurrection of the vision, and he goes from the prison to the palace. Wow, the journey of a vision. See, I believe, friend, when God gives a vision, he starts at the end, and then he backs up. He shows you the palace, but then he backs up to the pit. He shows you the things that's going to happen, and then you start facing the realities of the journey. No doubt Joseph must have felt forgotten by the butler and the baker when they came back to the palace, but they forgot all about Joseph who had interpreted their dreams. He was forgotten by the butler and the baker, but he wasn't forgotten by God. Which brings me to my final point today. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3, for the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will surely come and will not delay. Two important facts that God states here concerning the vision. Number one, it awaits an appointed time. So you have an appointment with destiny. When God said it awaits an appointed time, he's saying, this is going to happen because I set the appointment. Friend, don't let anyone steal your dream. See, second thing here, it will not prove false, he says. It will certainly come. A lot of times people are dream stealers. I love to talk to young children, and when I do, I ask them, what do you want to be when you grow up? And it's so pure when you listen to a young child and they have all these dreams and aspirations before the world and society can hammer it down and tell them they can't do it. Kids dream big. Listen, friend, when God gives you a dream, when God gives you a vision, hang on to that vision. God, who gave it to you, will make it come to pass. You know, in the ancient Greek Olympics, they had something called the torch race. And in this race, it wasn't necessarily the one who came over the finish line first that won the race. You ran with a torch. And the most important part of the race was to keep the torch from being extinguished during the running process. See, it didn't matter how quick you came across the finish line. If your torch wasn't burning, you didn't win the race. They checked the torch to make sure the light was still burning. See, the Bible tells us the race is not to the swift. The journey of a vision means you may go through times of struggle. It may seem like everyone is outrunning you and everyone is outdoing you. But it's not about how quick your ministry grows. It's not about how quickly these visions come to pass. It's important that you still have the fire when you cross the finish line. Are you willing to stay around for the birth, the death, and the resurrection of that vision? See, your vision that God gave you, it awaits an appointed time. But one thing for certain, it will come to pass because God promised it. Whether it's your marriage, your business, or maybe your ministry, I'm here to tell you today that if you hang in there long enough, God will surely bring that vision to fruition. God will make it happen just like He said He would. You know, this year marked 40 years of pastoring Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois for me. I'm 65 years old. And you know what? I remember back in 1984, my wife and I were in Jerusalem, Israel. We were taking a trip there. And I remember I was at the hotel. It was late at night. We were in bed. And I woke up from the sound of the Muslim call to prayer that could be heard very loudly over the loudspeakers, even in the middle of the night. And that's when God spoke to me the vision to come back to the United States and to start what would later become Grace Family Church. And now, 40 years later, I'm still in that vision, and I'm still seeing what God is doing. I got to tell you, friend, there were many times I wanted to throw in the towel and quit. There were a lot of times when I became discouraged and I thought, God, is this really your plan for my life? I remember in 1987, I had a song that became a number one hit song and went on the charts all across the country. And you know what? It was tempting at that moment when the record label said, we'll only pick this up if you resign the church and you go full-time singing. And I said, I can't do that. I'll never forget something the Lord spoke to me when I was trying to make that decision. He said to me, he said, Keith, your gift is music, but the calling on your life is to pastor. He said, if you will obey the calling and if you'll be faithful to the calling, I will bless the gift. I have written well over 100 to 200 songs over the last 40 years. Today, the people that used to be my heroes and legends in gospel music are today some of my closest friends. I want you to know something. God has blessed me, but it's because I have stayed true to the calling that He put on my life. Has God given you a vision or has God given you a dream? Let me tell you something, friend. He starts at the end and then He backs it up. Joseph saw the palace and then he backed up to the pit. So God has a plan for your life and He will make that dream, that vision, that journey, He'll make it happen. If you just stay true to what He's called you to do. I thank you for joining me today on Fresh Oil. I believe somebody today, this spoke into your heart, and I want you to drop me a note and let me know that God spoke to you. Go to weneedgod.com. God loves you, friend.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He He makes His mercies new every morning.